Welcome to Unwrap with J-Rap. I am your host, J-Rap.
Okay, so next I'm going to talk about Singapore a little bit. So I didn't spend a whole lot of time in Singapore, as in like in the jungle and stuff. I did spend some time out in Singapore and enjoy the city and the view, and it's super expensive in Singapore. I think McDonald's meal was like 14 bucks or something stupid like that. It was crazy high. And then the actual place itself was very clean. It was very nice there. I had a good time. Again, it's expensive, but it was a pretty cool experience, and I liked doing some of the stuff that I got to do there. So one of the things that we got made fun of by a bunch of CBs, so that's Construction Battalion is what that stands for, but CBs are the Navy's engineers, and those guys are, they're pretty much like the Navy's infantrymen in a way. Like, those guys have my full and utmost respect, because those guys go through a ton of stuff, and they're just tough as nails. They're hard as nails, man. They're so tough. So the CBs, there's like a group of them. They're sitting in two low back Humvees. So the soft top Humvees. They're sitting in the back of them, and they're just kind of hanging out. And it's on the pier in Singapore. We'd just gotten some of the trucks from the field, and the pier was like had mud on it and stuff. And usually the way the U.S. agriculture and other countries were pretty good about leaving places cleaner than we came in there, or at least cleaning it up. And it's a port. Like, it's gonna get mud on it, it's gonna get dirt on it, you know, we clean it up a little bit, but it's a port. It's gonna rain, it's gonna go away. Well, they don't think that way in Singapore. They're like, it has to be spotless when we leave. Like, it has to be cleaner than when we got there. And a lot of that was probably just political. Like, they probably didn't say that to us. They probably just said for it to be clean, and we didn't want to leave an impression of, you know, we're dirty Americans and we're going to screw up everything you have. So we left it cleaner than when we got there. So I forgot who told us to do this, because I was not on Ship's Platoon. I never have been on Ship's Platoon. For those of you who don't know what Ship's Platoon is, so Marines on ship have extra duties that we have to do, because when we're on the ship, we're part of the ship. Kind of like the Pirates of the Caribbean, I think it is. We're like the barnacles of the ship. So we're part of the ship, and the sailors even call us shipmate, which most Marines can't stand. I didn't even care, like whatever, but a lot of Marines get ticked at being called shipmate. It's just something that's foreign to us, and that's what they call each other on ship. So they say it to us. Sometimes they say it just because that's what they say, and other times they'll say it to us because they know that we don't like it and it gets under our skin. So some of them will do it just as like to provoke us, and they know that they're not really saying anything bad, so it's kind of like poking us in the eye, but as if they don't really know that it's doing any damage or whatever. Like, it's not really, they don't know that it's hurting our feelings. They're acting like that, but they know it does. And then sometimes they don't know. So anyway, when we're on ship, they tell us, you know, for Ship's Platoon, that's the guys that have to go and do like gripe down the vehicles or cargo down in the well decks, or certain things have to happen on ship, and they're responsible for making sure that happens. Kind of like the ship's, I don't know how to say this other than like their bitch crew, pretty much, in a lot of ways. So they have all the bitch jobs, the peon jobs. They're like the peons. So anyway, the Marines dedicate certain amount of Marines per port or per time period. And sometimes if you're on Ship's Platoon, you're on Ship's Platoon the whole time you're there. And that's just so that everybody knows their job. And because they do things that actually matter and that are necessary. But, you know, like cleaning toilets is necessary on ship, but nobody wants to do that. So I'm not saying that's what they did. That's just, I'm just throwing an example out there. So that sucks sometimes when Ship's Platoon has to do that. But they had advantages because they were Ship's Platoon. They got to do other things that everybody else didn't get to do. And I got some of those benefits because my job is partly in charge of Ship's Platoon, even though I'm not in Ship's Platoon. So that's kind of a plus to me and the rest of the Red Patchers out there who are hearing this right now, and some embarkers. So the Ship's Platoon guy, I wasn't Ship's Platoon, but I got tasked somehow, me and my buddy Jay, to go down and use the fire hose. They gave us this fire hose. They said, hook it up down there and then just spray down the pier. There's, I think there was three of us. I think there might have been three of us. I don't remember. I know for sure one of them. I call him Jay, but I'll call him JW. And he'll know who he is if he hears this. So me and JW are down there, and we have to spray off this pier with all this mud and tracks from the trucks. So we hook it up, and, you know, we're thinking it's probably going to be hard, but we got this. So we grab the hose, and we're spraying, and it's like the cartoon where, like, somebody hold onto a fire hose and they're flying all around. It wasn't that dramatic, but it was pretty bad. Like, we were not good at all. And the Seabees are all across the pier from us, and they're probably, like, I don't know, 100 feet away from us, maybe a little more, I don't know. And they're just cracking up. Like, they're falling out of the truck laughing and pointing at us, and I mean, they're dying. They're laughing so hard. They're crying. And so we stop, and, you know, we're kind of pissed because they're, like, laughing at us. And they're not coming over to help us. They're just being assholes about it. So, excuse my language. So, JW and I are like, okay, there's a whole bunch of them. So, we're obviously not going to bow up on them. And they're Seabees. So, we can see who they are. We're not going to pick a fight with them. Just the two or three of us. I think there's three of us. I think a guy with the last name that starts in H was the last. I'm not going to say his name. I remember it. But he was another one with us. But anyway. So... we're like, okay, this is not cool. So we go over there, and I don't remember what we said to him exactly, but we were kind of like, you know, why are you laughing at us, not helping us out? And we were kind of bucking up, but not like trying to pick a fight bucking up. And they're like, did you guys forget your training? And we're like, what are you talking about? What training? And they're like, from basic. And we're like, what? We don't know what you're talking about. Like, so you guys didn't go through firefighter training? And we're like, dude, we start fires. We don't put them out. I don't know what you're talking about. So then they start laughing. We're laughing, whatever. And they're like, okay, so in the Navy, no matter what your job is in the Navy, you have to learn firefighting, specifically because you're on ship. Like, if the fire is the worst thing that can happen to you on a ship, besides maybe there being a hole in the ship, I guess. But because there's nowhere to go. And you're stuck on fire. You're surrounded by water. So you got to be very careful with how you fight fires, I guess. So they were like, oh, you know, you don't know how to do this, blah, blah, blah. We're like, no, we've never done this before. We have no idea how this works. So I don't remember. Hopefully JW throws me a line and tells me if it was one or two, but I can clarify later. I want to say one guy, and he wasn't huge. He was maybe a little bit bigger than I was, but wasn't a huge guy. But I want to say one guy grabbed the hose and just started spraying the pier off like a boss, and then just looked at us like, you guys couldn't do this? Okay. So then I remember me and JW grabbing it, or JW and I grabbing it and turn it on and spraying and not doing nearly as good of a job as them, but way better than we were doing before. I don't remember if H was near us or not. I can't remember. I want to say he was there, but he probably didn't do much, which is, and I could be wrong. Maybe he did more than we did. I don't know. But either way, it doesn't matter. So we ended up spraying down this port. It took forever for us to spray down this port just because we were learning. And then we really didn't want to look stupid because now we got the Seabees who just showed us how to do this watching us. So it's like, okay, we can't look like a bunch of bitches with a hose. We'll never hear the end of it. You know, at first, we'll probably never hear the end of it anyway, but it's not as big of a deal when I've never held a fire hose before. So it was like, I've never had to put out a fire. I've never had to spray this, you know, hook up anything to a fire hydrant. Like, that's a massive amount of water coming out at one time. So yeah, I'd never done that. I had never done that. And it's supposed to be, I think three people are supposed to hold the hose. So that one guy holding it obviously knew what he was doing. And that's why it was funny. He was like, you know, punking us out. Like, oh, I can do this by myself and you guys should be able to. So either way, we ended up getting it done. And of course, in fashion, we got it cleaned better than it was before. And, you know, of course, once again, didn't get any credit for that. We never do. You know, somebody came over, hey, good job with the pier, guys, blah, 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 blah. And that's about it. Not that we expected it, but I mean, we were the only ones out there doing it. And everybody drove on and off that ship, so it's not like it was just our mess. I don't even think that I contributed to that mess. But anyway, so that was pretty much Singapore in a nutshell. Other than, you know, like I said, going out, we went out to a couple different places and hung out and had a good time there too. Again, expensive. One thing I have not mentioned yet, so me, and maybe I did in the first episode, I don't remember, but me and my really good buddy we decided before we went on deployment that no matter what, if there was a McDonald's in the country we went to, we would eat there, no matter if it was out of the area we were supposed to be in or not. If there was an availability for us to get there, whether taxi or whatever, we would. Just so we could say we ate McDonald's in every country we went to. Unless there wasn't a McDonald's in that country, which I find that hard to believe that's possible. And now I really find that hard to believe that that's possible. I think every country in the world has a McDonald's. I don't care how poor that country is, they probably have one. So now I know that they have them everywhere. We went to, when we were in the Philippines, so to go back a little bit, we were in there in the Philippines. There was one, and it was just outside of the boundary. So we had a certain radius we had to stay inside of, and it was like 20 minutes by cab. It was like 20 minutes outside that. And we were like, well, is there a reason why we can't go outside that boundary other than the fact that they told us we can't? Like, you know, there might be a legitimate reason that in some places it's a terrorist threat. Like when we were in Malaysia, we couldn't go outside of a certain, like there's a specific place we could go to. And that was it. We couldn't go anywhere else. In other countries, we had the port set up like a bar. We had a bunch of tents, a big beer tents, and then we were limited on how much beer we could drink. And we couldn't leave because it wasn't safe for us to go anywhere. And I think it was after 9/11, so it's one of those situations where they don't want us to put ourselves in a worse situation. So rather than allowing us to do something stupid like go out and get, you know, in some area where there's a bunch of people that hate us or want to martyr us or murder us and put our heads in the street or something like that, which can happen, or hold us hostage and make the U.S. government have to negotiate somehow or pay money or something, or trade prisoners or something like that. Rather than being one of those statistical, you know, mishaps, they just told us we couldn't go outside that area. So we looked into it, and we already knew the Philippines had some, you know, a BUSAF there and stuff like that. So we were looking into it, and we're like, okay, well, I don't see that it's that bad of an issue. I don't think that area is bad. They just don't want us going outside this certain area because it takes X amount of time to get back. And typically, Marines go out, they party, they have fun, they get drunk, they pass out, they wake up, and they're 50 miles away. Too far away. So we made it a point to not go so far away, and we went to the closest McDonald's we could find, which is about 20 minutes outside of where we were supposed to go, or where we weren't supposed to go, or whatever. We went there, we got our McDonald's, and we got back in the cab and came back, and we didn't eat in the McDonald's. We just got it to go so that we could be back in time, and we didn't want to spend any more time outside the area we weren't supposed to be in the first place. So we went out there, got our food, came back, and we're eating on the way back, and it, you know, it tastes pretty much the same. There's a few things that are a little bit different, but in general it's pretty much the same. Their fries taste different everywhere, and I think they use different meat in the different countries. Like Australia's meat tastes totally different because they probably use Australian beef or kangaroo, who knows. It does taste a little different, but it's not a massive difference. Nothing too crazy. So that was, I just had to throw that out there. That was one of my things that I experienced while on my deployment that was a lot of fun to me. It was something we decided we were going to do together. You know, we were going to go and we're going to eat at a McDonald's in every country. And we did. Every country we went to had a McDonald's, and we ate it at every single country. And it was pretty awesome. So then another place we went, I'll talk about real quick because there's not much other than being in the jungle there. The jungle in Brunei Darussalam is the country, or Brunei. So Brunei has the thickest jungle we'd ever been in. It is super thick. I don't know if we had a bad guide or what, but I remember they told us it was going to take about, I think they said like 3 hours to go from point A to point B. And then they're like, okay, well, because it's jungle, we'll give you guys like 6 or 8 hours or something like that. So we're thinking it's going to be a long hike. We call it a hump back then. We're thinking it's going to be a long hump. Ended up being like 2 days or something stupid like that. 2 or 3 days. It was long. And we had to go like waist deep in water. And it's just, it was awful. Absolutely terrible. But in the end, it was a good time because, you know, that's what happens when you're miserable with a bunch of people that you're with. And you're all miserable, it somehow ends up being fun. I don't know how, but it does. It builds camaraderie for sure. You know, we kind of rely on each other, and there's always the class clown guy. You know, we rely on that guy for telling us jokes, and that's how Marines get the dark humor that we get. And some of them have been, you know, in combat and seen some pretty bad stuff. So that's how they deal with their emotions, is by saying really sick, twisted stuff and laughing about it. And that's pretty much, yeah. So we had a good time, and it sucked at the same time. Brunei is, if I remember correctly, it's owned by the Sultan. And I don't know if it's the same one or not, but when we were there, there was a Sultan who was married, and he had two wives. And one of them lived in the palace with him, and his second wife lived in a separate palace, like, not too far from there. And we got to see both from the outside. We didn't have to go in there or anything. But it was pretty cool, this huge palace. And it's his second wife's palace. Like, so he just goes back and forth between wives, between palaces to see his wives. It was kind of funny. We were making jokes about that, too. And one of the things we saw was outside of the palace, there's like a, it's almost like a small, it was like a park, but they had like shaved ice little spots, and then they had a coconut drink made, like they actually had a full coconut, and they like drilled a hole in it, or they cut it in half or something, I don't remember. They had like a straw, and you drink like pina colada through it or something like that. I don't remember exactly, maybe it was rum. But anyway, it was coconut and something else, maybe pineapple or something. There was no alcohol, because Brunei Darussalam is a dry country, so it wasn't alcohol in there, not there anyway. So that's how I started this, was I was thinking about some of the things that we did. We went to this place that I don't even know what to call it other than a bar. Normally I would call it a bar, because they had like the snooker tables, kind of like pool with like a bunch of knobs in it. They had that there. I think they had like four tables or five tables or something like that, and a bunch of card tables. So it's like, this place looks like a bar. It doesn't look any different from any normal bar that we see, other than there's no alcohol. So we're like, what? Where are we? What is this place? Like a recreational place for adults, and there's no alcohol. So we're all looking at each other like, not that you need alcohol to do anything. You know, I don't want to push it out there that you have to drink alcohol to have fun or whatever. But I mean, let's be real. If a bar had no alcohol, how many people would go there repeatedly, like every weekend? I can't imagine their business being that successful for adults anyway. So we're all playing like snooker or whatever that, I think that's what it was called. And the pool balls are a lot smaller. They're like half the size of a pool ball. And I think all the balls were white except for one or two or something like that. I don't remember. So anyway, we're playing this game and playing cards, and I think they had checkers or something there, and we're all hanging out. We're like, dude, this sucks. Like, we need some beer for this. So we talked to them, and Malaysia is the country right next to it. It's the bordering country. So Malaysia, alcohol is legal. Brunei Darussalam is a dry country. They don't allow alcohol. So we're talking to the waitresses, I guess. Bartenders is what I would normally call them. And they told us that it's like 20 minutes to get to Malaysia and like 20 minutes to get back, and they could bring us beer, but it would be warm. And we're like, whatever, beer's beer. So a bunch of us put in money hoping that, you know, that we're not going to get scammed. And they drove off. They filled a trunk full of beer in Malaysia, drove it back over, brought it to the bar. Everybody's drinking warm beer, and they thought that was going to be enough for us. And then within like 10 minutes, the beer was almost gone. So we're like, okay, we got to do another beer run. So can you do another? And they were looking at us like, are you serious? We're like, hey, yeah, you need to get like two cars full. Like, you need to fill the trunks. And they're like, oh, it's not that easy. Like, we have to cross the border of a country and get beer and then come back. Like, they're going to be suspicious of our car coming back and forth. And we're like, oh man, come on, we'll pay you extra. So we paid them, I don't remember what we paid them, probably like $50. Collectively, we all put in like $50 for this person. So they go across, they get the beer, they come back again. and we drank till we had a curfew there, so I think it was like midnight or something stupid like that. So we all came back, and most people were already back because there's like nothing to do but walk but sightsee, and there's not a lot other than the palaces. There's not really anything to do at night because there's no drinking there, so nobody's running around in the streets, or you know, there's not like clubs or anything. There's like this little wreck place that we were at, and there's a man, there might be a couple of those little places somewhere, but it was pretty mellow. So we all go back to the ship. Of course, we're pretty inebriated, and I don't know how we didn't get in trouble. Because I don't know if they told us we couldn't. I mean, it was a dry country, so I think they just assumed that there was no alcohol. So I don't know if we could have gotten in trouble for it or not. Looking back, I don't know. And I certainly didn't care at the time. So, whatever. So we get back on ship, and I don't remember what happened the next day. But that was pretty much Brunei Darussalam. It's dry country, and they have bars with no alcohol in them. So that's pretty much everything. I will wrap this up, and the next time that I talk, I'll try to talk about something on the deployments that we did. I don't know. Maybe next I'll talk about some of the other deployments that I had that had nothing to do with this deployment. Or maybe I'll just finish this deployment up. I don't know. I'll finish this deployment up. It's LF Carrot is what it's called, by the way. It's LF is Landing Forces, and Carrot is Cooperation Among or Afloat. I don't remember what it stands for. I'll look it up. But anyway, it's LF Carrot. And a lot of people called it Liberty Float Carrot, because it was pretty much like a Liberty Float. We chilled a lot. So we went to Bali, Indonesia. And the only reason we went there was to hang out. It was like vacation time. And we went to Hong Kong, just for that same thing. And actually, I took leave in Hong Kong. So I guess I'm not done with this deployment. I'll talk a little bit more about this deployment, because there's more to talk about, some experiences that I had on this deployment. But until next time, thanks for listening, guys. Please like and subscribe. And give me a 5-star rating, please. And a review, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you.